This is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 92.
В эфире 92-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы поговорим о выражениях, которые употребляются на собрании во время горячей дискуссии. Вы научитесь участвовать в споре и высказывать свое мнение. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Bird.
Птица.
Fact.
Факт.
Gentleman. Gentleman.
Господин, господа.
Hospital.
Больница.
Life. Lives.
Жизнь, жизни.
Mayor.
Мэр.
Middle.
Середина.
Order.
Порядок.
Proposal.
Предложение, план.
Sanctuary.
Заповедник.
Bird sanctuary.
Птичий заповедник.
Side.
Сторона.
Argument.
Аргумент, довод.
Nonsense.
Чепуха, ерунда.
To discuss.
Обсуждать.
To disagree.
Возражать, не соглашаться.
To appreciate.
Быть признательным, ценить.
To continue.
Продолжать.
To hate.
Ненавидеть.
To interrupt.
Прерывать, перебивать.
To repeat.
Повторять.
To save.
Спасать.
To take sides.
Вставать на чью-то сторону.
To destroy.
Разрушать.
Absurd.
Абсурдный, нелепый.
Stupid.
Глупый.
Fast. Faster.
Быстрый, быстрее.
Calm.
Спокойный.
Terrible.
Ужасный.
Carefully.
Тщательно, внимательно, осторожно.
Polite.
Вежливо.
Be polite.
Будьте вежливы.
Pardon me.
Простите.
May I add something?
Разрешите добавить.
Keep calm.
Успокойтесь. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер присутствует на собрании, где ведутся жаркие споры о строительстве новой дороги через парк.
Thank you, that's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone?
Go ahead, Martin.
Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea is...
Why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, the park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We have planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Председатель собрания пытается навести порядок. Присутствующие по-разному выражают свой гнев и нетерпение. Силой своего голоса, тоном, не всегда вежливыми и корректными выражениями. Послушайте сердитые замечания.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please? I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies!
Председатель старается успокоить собравшихся.
Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Томом и Барбарой во время пауз. Успокойтесь, пожалуйста.
Keep calm, please. Keep calm, please.
Будьте вежливы.
Please be polite. Please be polite.
Не перебивайте, пожалуйста.
Don't interrupt, please. Don't interrupt, please.
Давайте обсудим это спокойно.
Let's discuss it calmly. Let's discuss it calmly.
Теперь вы попробуйте успокоить своих собеседников с помощью так называемых вежливых выражений.
That's stupid.
Говорите живее. Please be polite.
You can't do that.
Живее. Keep calm, please.
Don't be absurd.
Please don't interrupt.
You can't take sides.
Говорите, let's discuss it calmly.
This is not going to work out. Don't get everybody working together on this. It's not going to be able to do it.
I'm going to get angry. Please let Martin finish.
All right, Martin. It's not going to make any difference.
Мартин по-прежнему находится на собрании, где горячо обсуждается вопрос о строительстве новой дороги через городской парк.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your attention. Martin, will you finish, please?
Thanks. Please understand, this is not my idea. I'm just explaining what the two sides are. I studied the proposal when it first came out.
Excuse me, where did you see the proposal?
In the newspaper. May I continue? The road would not destroy any trees.
Wait a minute. How can it go through the park and not destroy any trees?
Of course it'll.
I'm telling you what the newspaper said. It said the road would not destroy any trees. It would go through the middle of the park, where there's grass.
Pardon me, but is that near the lake?
Yes, I think so. There was no map in the newspaper. It would probably...
Excuse me, Martin. It wouldn't go near the lake. It would go through the bird sanctuary.
The birds? That's terrible.
It's stupid. It is the stupidest...
Hold on, Mr. Strother. You already said that. We're not ready for discussion. You may ask questions, but do not give your ideas yet. We will do that later. Understand?
The city agrees that the road would take some of the park. They think the road is important.
May I add something here, Martin? The north and the south sides of the city are like two different cities.
That's right.
Is that bad?
We think it is.
We? Who?
Excuse me, may I continue?
Please hold your discussion. Martin?
Just one or two things. First, the road would make it quicker to go from one part of the city to the other.
Wait a minute. Why not have a road from east to west, too?
That's not useful. There are roads already.
There are roads from north to south, too.
Let me go on. Second, the road would be especially important for the trucks going from the south side of the city toward New York and New England.
You can't have trucks in the park. That's impossible.
Just a moment, Martin. We never said anything about trucks.
Would trucks use the road?
We haven't talked about it.
Whose idea was this? Was it yours, Hadawi?
I don't remember whose idea it was.
Mr. Chairman, I think we should have the mayor here. We should get all the information in front of us.
I agree. I think we should stop this meeting.
Let's meet again next week with the mayor.
I want more facts.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I propose we meet again next week.
На собрании во время горячего спора люди перебивают друг друга и стремятся высказать свое мнение. Послушайте, какие выражения они при этом употребляют.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
Pardon me.
Excuse me, Martin.
Hold on, Mr. Strother.
May I add something here, Martin?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Томом и Барбарой во время пауз. Простите, извините.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me.
Погодите, Том.
Hold on, Tom. Hold on, Tom.
Можно мне кое-что добавить?
May I add something? May I add something?
Минутку.
Just a moment. Just a moment.
А сейчас вы перебейте своего собеседника с помощью одного из этих выражений. Говорите быстро. Начинайте, как только ваш собеседник умолкает.
It would go through the middle of the park.
Hold on, Martin. Hold on, Martin.
It wouldn't go near the lake.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
We think that's bad.
May I add something?
You can't have trucks in the park.
Just a moment. Just a moment.
Thank you for your help, Martin.
You're welcome. See you next week. Good night, everybody.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Томом. Существительные. Птица.
Bird. Bird.
Факт.
Fact. Fact.
Порядок.
Order. Order.
Предложение. План.
Proposal. Proposal.
Заповедник.
Sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Птичий заповедник.
Bird sanctuary. Bird sanctuary.
Довод, аргумент.
Argument. Argument.
Чепуха, ерунда.
Nonsense. Nonsense.
Глаголы «ценить», «быть признательным».
To appreciate. To appreciate.
Повторить.
To repeat. To repeat.
Спасать.
To save. To save.
Возражать.
To disagree. To disagree.
Обсуждать.
To discuss. To discuss.
Вставать на чью-то сторону.
To take sides. To take sides.
Прилагательное. Нелепый, абсурдный.
Absurd. Absurd.
Вежливый.
Polite. Polite.
Глупый.
Stupid. Stupid.
Быстрый.
Fast. Fast.
Полезный.
Useful. Useful.
Короткий, более короткий.
Short, shorter. Short, shorter.
Ужасный.
Terrible. Terrible.
Спокойный.
Calm. Calm.
Наречие. Спокойно.
Calmly. Calmly.
Вежливо.
Politely. Politely.
Выражение. Можете быть уверены, не сомневайтесь. Точно.
You'd better believe it. You'd better believe it.
Успокойтесь.
Keep calm. Keep calm.
Извините.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Простите.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
Одну минутку.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Разрешите добавить.
May I add something? May I add something?
Погодите.
Hold on. Hold On.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 92-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь понимать выступления разных людей на собрании и высказывать свое мнение. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Постель, кровать.
Bed.
Ложиться спать.
To go to bed.
Мультипликационные фильмы, мультяшки.
Cartoons.
Компания, компании.
Company, companies.
Опыт.
Experience.
Оружие, револьвер, ружье.
Guns.
Мнение.
Opinion.
Программа.
Program.
Мать-одиночка, отец-одиночка.
Single parent.
Телевидение.
Television, TV.
Насилие, сила.
Violence.
Применять насилие.
To use violence.
Взрослые.
Adults.
Ударять ногой, лягать, давать пинок.
To kick.
Смотреть, следить.
To watch.
Смотреть телепередачи.
To watch TV.
Приготовить обед.
To make dinner.
Выключать телевизор.
To turn off the TV.
Неистовый, яростный, насильственный.
Violent.
Больше.
Any more.
В начале.
At the top.
В конце.
At the bottom.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.